Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Woman walking alone in bitter cold gets ride, and then same stranger turns up later at her work. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Justin Hugie. When Brandon McNamee spotted a woman walking alone on the side of the road with no coat in the bitter cold, he stopped to give her a ride to work. But the act of kindness didn't stop there in this inspirational hitchhiker short story. Good Samaritan Brandon McNamee was driving down the highway in Missouri when he noticed a woman walking alone on the roadside with her thumb out. Though there are plenty of concerns with picking up a hitchhiker, Brandon couldn't bear the thought of leaving this woman outside this 19-degree day. Despite the frigid temperature, she wasn't wearing a heavy coat or anything suitable for the cold. So, he pulled over and offered her a ride. And what happened next is just amazing. As Brandon and his impromptu passenger, Kim, started chatting, he learned all about why this woman was walking alone. Kim worked at Wendy's and money was tight. And when she ran into car trouble, her only way of getting to her job was on foot. So, she left hours early to walk to the restaurant where she worked. Hearing of Kim's troubles and determination to get to work, Brandon was more than happy to give her a ride. "I ain't never picked up nobody up off the side of the road before. I'm just glad you didn't kill me," Brandon joked as they arrived at Wendy's, which got a hearty laugh from Kim. After dropping Kim off, Brandon shared his incredible hitchhiker story on Facebook. And when one of his friends suggested getting Kim a gift card from the popular transportation service, Uber, things took off. No one wanted to see this woman walking alone in the cold again, and the offers to chip in money to help came fast and furious on Brandon's post. In just under an hour, Brandon had enough to not only gift Kim with an Uber gift card, but cash as well to get her car fixed. Now, he just needed to go to Wendy's to give her the money and get some lunch. Later on the same day, Brandon McNamee picked up a woman walking alone. He walked into the Wendy's where she works. Who knows what went through Kim's mind when she first spotted the stranger who'd given her a ride, but she soon became overwhelmed with emotion once he revealed why he was there. "We got you a gift card to Uber right there for $100, Brandon explained. But he wasn't done. Brandon then handed Kim $200 to get her transmission fixed and another $200 in case anything else happened to the car. By the time Brandon was done, Kim was in tears, and he posted an update to Facebook, later letting everyone know a mechanic had seen his hitchhiker short story and reached out to Kim to fix her car for free. Brandon's inspiration for acts of kindness like this one makes this hitchhiker short story even more touching. Tragically, Brandon recently lost his brother, and to honor his memory, Brandon has been partaking in all sorts of random acts of kindness. But even though he helped coordinate the fundraising for Kim, he was quick to give the credit to all of his Facebook friends who donated. It's beautiful seeing so many people come together to do something for someone else. And it just goes to show it is truly better to give than to receive.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.